One that sparked most of the conversation was Toy Town Where Giants Live. And we were trying to interpret this, and we kind of thought it might mean it's sort of linked to sort of regeneration in terms of the buildings maybe looking all the same. And we weren't sure about the giants part. So there's tall people living in tiny houses. Claustrophobic. Okay, that's interesting. So we linked that to unrest and building site due to regeneration, because we kind of interpreted these as there was unrest in terms of there was a sort of a bit of conflict there. We also linked it to isolated, and that was the other one that we weren't quite sure if you interpreted that as a good thing or a bad thing, because some people might like to be isolated and away from others, whereas others would see that as a bad thing. Down at the bottom, we've got welcoming and safe. So again, those kind of feelings of security. We've got a group here that has quality green space, nature and rural. So we had quite an obvious environmental aspect there. We decided to put in the middle for the convenience of everything else. Convenience, great bus service and quite close to all amenities. So that was a group. And we've linked this, we kind of had one in the middle that was diversity, and we weren't really sure how to place that in relation to the other ones we had. But the person who's written diversity has talked about being able to sit in a Polish cafe and having a cup of coffee. So we've linked it to amenities, but obviously diversity is much wider than that. Finally, up at the top, we have quaint and old.